6:39, Triple Team Traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, we start off crash-free on I-15. Had a couple earlier this morning, but they've both been cleared up. I-15 dry as well between Draper and downtown Salt Lake City, although it gets a little bit heavy as you go from 90th to 72nd. Northbound Vanganer Highway hasn't been bad at all this morning, either through West Jordan, Taylorsville, or West Valley, but 56 West pretty busy between 35th and 21st South in West Valley. Eric Butler?
The major feeders to I-15 in Utah County are looking great right now. It looks like you got a little bit of slowdowns on University Parkway for westbounders in Orem. That's right at Main Street, but once you get past that, no problems. And then I-15, no accidents or delays from Provo to the Point. Heather?
The brake lights are popping out a little earlier than they normally do. Right now, southbound I-15, you're going to see those slower traffic now from Antelope Drive in Layton all the way down to the US 89 split in Farmington, and most of that due to the wet road conditions. The other major roads, US 89 Legacy, in good shape, but now we're starting to get pretty crowded on some of your city streets, especially around Hill Air Force Base. Bank of American Fork speaks fluent SBA. Call today to get expert help with your business loan, 800-815-BANK, or visit bankaf.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.